Hi, I'm Morgan Powers with Young Entertainment, and I'm so excited to get to talk with Ms. Kaylee Hoddle today about her role in the newest film, Godzilla and Kong, The New Empire. First question I have is, what is your get ready with me routine to get into character?
I read the script ahead of time and I memorize my lines and so that I know what to say when we are filming. And while I'm getting ready, I think about those emotions that I'm going to be portraying, and then I put it into my acting.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so awesome. I love to hear it. What's your favorite thing about Gia, your character?
I like her character in the movie because she is so brave and adventurous, and she makes a big impact in the movie, and I think it's so great.
Do you guys have anything in common, like in your personal life? Are you anything like Gia at all?
I think we have some similarities, but mostly, you know, I bring a lot of my own personality into Gia when I act as her.
That totally makes sense. I love it. What are three words that you would use to describe the film?
Amazing, adventurous, and thrilling.
Bingo. I totally get that. I'm on the same page. I would use the same words. If you were going to tell something to somebody who wanted to be an actor and they were hearing impaired, what's one thing that you would tell them?
I think I would tell them it takes a lot of patience to be in movies. Sometimes you have to go through some hard times, but you have to accept it. And in time, the end result will be great. Follow your dreams and you'll be great.
Very inspirational. We love it over here. What was the most challenging part of this filming experience for you, and how did you overcome it?
I think the most challenging part is patience. There's a lot of things that require a lot of patience. There's a lot of waiting, a lot of repetitive, and I had to realize this is something I had to accept, and this is something I need to do if I want to continue being this character.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So was there anything super funny that happened off camera when you guys were on set filming?
I had a great time chatting with everybody, so there were so many great memories.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have any memory that stuck out above the rest that's going to stay with you for a long time?
There was just so many. I can't pick just one. There were such great experiences. I don't want to pick just one.
That's so fair. You don't even have to, so don't worry. If you could have dinner with one actor or actress that's like your inspiration, who would you have dinner with?
I think I'd pick Marley Matlin. She's the deaf actress that is one of the most famous ones, and she is such a success, and she's been in a bunch of movies. I think that'd be a great dinner.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. That's a great answer. Okay, going off of that, what is one thing that you think someone who is hearing impaired should know in order to get a job, whether that be like in the industry or elsewhere?
So like I said before, it requires a lot of patience. You know, you have all of your goals that you want in place, and don't be afraid to speak out. You want to make sure that the process is going to be good and the end result is going to be great. So you have to work with people around you. It's going to look better in the end if you speak up and follow your dreams.
For sure. That's a great answer. I love it. Okay. I've got a couple more questions I'm going to hit really quickly. What's one thing that you learned about your acting or about your life while being a part of this filming experience?
I think I learned different perspectives of things, you know, my everyday normal life I have, and then I go into this new world of movie making, and it's just so different. Sometimes, and movies mean different things to everybody. So I think everybody has their own perspective on how they view movies and enjoy movies. I think that was something I learned.
For sure. What's something that you hope that people watching the film take away from it after they see it?
I hope that people will watch the movie and remember that I think it's going to be a fun and entertaining moment, and they can see what Gia has gone through and all those trials and tribulations that she has had to face in order to get through this movie and her journey.
Yeah, for sure. I think that that's a great way to put that. I don't think I could have said it better myself. Okay, I have one last question for you, and it's kind of a funny one, but outside of Godzilla, if you had to have a fictional mythical creature from TV or film, like as a pet, what would it be and why? Mine would probably be the lizard from Tangled, Pascal, because I just think he's kind of funny.
I think I would like to have the dragon from the Mulan movie. I think he's so cool and funny. I think that'd be great.
Mushu, I think that's a great answer. He's so funny. I think I love that. I couldn't have picked a better one myself. I love Mulan, so that's super awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I
thank
love
you.
And I'm so excited for it to come out. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.